AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Trump administration has filed an emergency appeal with the Supreme Court asking to pause a court order to reinstate Education Department employees who were fired in mass layoffs. President Trump promised during the campaign to wind down the Education Department. The judge wrote the layoffs will likely cripple the department. The Pentagon's watchdog is investigating whether any aides were asked to delete Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's signal messages. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Sources say the probe focuses on how information about March airstrikes on Houthi rebels in Yemen was shared in multiple signal chats, one of which inadvertently included a journalist. The watchdog also wants to know who had access to Hegseth's phone and who posted the information. Some lawmakers have said what was shared could have put pilots' lives in danger. Hegseth says nothing was classified.
Nobody's texting war plans.
He's due to testify before Congress next week for the first time since his confirmation hearing and will likely face questions not just about Signal, but wider Pentagon turmoil. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Republicans are urging President Trump and Elon Musk to end their feud. It started with Musk's criticism of the president's tax cut and spending bill. Peter Navarro is a White House trade advisor.
With respect to what Mr. Musk has been saying about the big, beautiful bill and overspending and things like that, I think that that dog won't hunt when you do the math properly.
One person familiar with the president's thinking tells the AP Musk wants to speak with President Trump, but that the president doesn't want to do it, at least not today. A Japanese company has stopped construction on a $1.6 billion factory in South Carolina to help make batteries for electric BMWs. The Labor Department says employers added a solid 139,000 jobs in May, but hiring did slow. This is AP News. The AP's Donna Warder reports Sean Diddy Combs' recent girlfriend is testifying again in New York at his federal sex trafficking trial.
For allegedly running his business empire as a racketeering enterprise that allowed sexual abuse to occur. On Thursday, the ex-girlfriend, who testified under the pseudonym Jane, said that Combs pressured her into sexual encounters with other men and had control over her life. She testified that she longed to return to the early days of their relationship before the drug fueled encounters started to dominate their relationship, and she wept as she told jurors that Combs ignored her subtle cues to stop. But Jane also acknowledged sending Combs sexually graphic messages, saying she wanted to make him happy. I'm Donna Warder.
A week after the Dallas Stars were knocked out of the Stanley Cup Western Conference playoffs, the team fired coach Peter DeBoer after three seasons. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.